Katarina, Kapodistria, offered me the tale of Yelnir. She comes from the south, but she has given up borders and lives in Mirth alone. Some stories are not meant to be written. This one was. Yelnir by Katarina Kapodistria. Once the winter nights were mine in the north of the world, where the wind blew straight from Jötunheimr. The children of Ash and Elm knew all my names. All halls were mine in the long dark. All feasts were laid out for me. The mead flowed and the mead was rich, and the people raised their cups to me. Master of the undead, the gallows and the spear, the battle wolf, the raven god, the lord of the Aesir. My people cut down great trees in the forest. For many days and nights, they fed them to the fires. The flames consumed the logs, like Fenrir devouring the sun, slow and inevitable. I watched it all. The words of their Galdra were music to my ears. The blood of their blades, sweet and sticky on my tongue. In sacred groves, where the air smelled of pine and iron, corpses swung in the bitter winter wind. Beasts and men sacrificed and strung up for me. I breathed in the scent of death, and I was strong. I visited their homes in the guise of old man Winter, but they knew me, the one-eyed god. How could they not? They feared me and longed for me in the sunless days. The darkness holds sway, and I knew the dark. Was I not the blind guest, the hooded one, the Barrow Lord? Only I had the strength and will to throw wide the doors of his hall and let the shades of the dead pass back through the veil for one unholy night. On that day of endless dark, I rode through the skies. Sleipnir beneath me, the Wild Hunt behind me, and all the world below me. the harvester of souls. Great bonfires burned in the dark to light my way, and I drank in fear and wonder as I passed overhead. Who now does my work? Who now leads the hunt? There is no one like me, no deity with such duality. God of victory and defeat, deceiver and deliverer. All father, twice blind, a god that can be killed. I used to rule the dark. Now I am a part of it. A shadow among shadows. Far outside the circle of firelight. My hunting horn has been drowned out by the tolling of bells. The sacred groves stand empty. My halls are gone. And my people worship different gods and sing different songs. I was always more human than divine. A flawed god, forever hungry knowledge, for devotion, for mortal souls. I am hungry still, but I cannot feast. Parched, but I cannot drink a single drop. Once I believed I would be struck down in battle by Fenrir, mightiest of the beasts, and I was glad. It would have been a worthy end for me. War father, attacker, god of the slain. But I have only faded, becoming as insubstantial as smoke. No longer a god, not even memory. Only the greatest and least of things.